Hello, parents. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I am Ling Ling Chen, a CLIP teacher. This year, like the past few years, I'm teaching 8th grade Chinese and social studies. I also have one period of 7th grade Chinese class. Teaching has been fun for me. I loved it when I first started a long time ago, and I still find inspiration and happiness as a teacher. I enjoy putting lessons together for students to learn about content and the Chinese language. I also enjoy getting to know individual students, their interests, talents, abilities, likes, and dislikes. Like all jobs, there are ups and downs, accomplishments, and challenges. I have to admit that sometimes working with students can be overwhelming and cause me headaches. But in the end, they always win me over with their spirit, creativity, energy, and smile. I can continue sharing my thoughts about teaching and students, but I had better switch to talking about curriculum. After all, your time is precious and you care about what your students will be working on in CLIP classes this year. I will start with history, social science, or Mandarin social studies as it is listed on the Miller website. This year, the district adopted a new edition of the same textbook, History Alive, the United States Through Industrialism, published by the Teacher Curriculum Institute, TCI. This curriculum company is based in Mountain View. We used the old edition for more than 10 years without problems. But the text was older than the students, and the time is ripe for a change. After a year of piloting, History Alive was favored over other materials, and the best component of the new History Alive is its online materials, which include digital text, notebook, lesson games, vocabulary cards, assessments, and more. We have a Chinese version of the textbook. This summer, all 3 middle school CLIP teachers worked on translating the TCI textbooks. The 8th grade book has 29 lessons in the Chinese reader. Each lesson includes 4 different files: traditional characters with pinyin, without pinyin, simplified characters with pinyin and without pinyin. In addition to English textbook, online access to TCI materials, the Chinese readers, we also use articles on Newsela, a reading platform provided by the district. And we use iChinese Reader, another online reading platform. As the name suggests, the reading materials on iChinese Reader are in Chinese. Occasionally, my history-related articles are published on this platform, so the students will be reading my writings, my articles, in addition to textbook translations. On this Chinese reading platform, students get to choose a story displayed in simplified or traditional font, with or without pinyin. They can also choose to read themselves or just to listen. I try to keep in mind what teaching history is about, and this is what I come up with. We learn about what happened in the past. We make connections to current events, and we think about what historical events can impact our future. Parents, thank you again for listening to this podcast. I know I haven't talked about everything that you want to know, and I don't want to keep you here for too long. So please take a look at my back to school night slides for information on how to view the materials that I talk about that we will be using, and email me anytime with any questions or ideas that you may have for our classes. Thank you so much. Goodbye.